Sinead, you'll go on.
Are you well?
Yeah, I am. I'm just giving out about words and shortened words. And anyway, how are you?
Good.
Yes.
I'm in Kilkenny. I'm in the Marble County today, and I'm on my way to a salvage yard, would you believe?
They are very interesting places to visit.
Very interesting places, because
yes.
You just don't know what you might find there. That's what I love about it, not knowing and stumbling upon something that you just didn't expect to see, and you bring it home and it has a new place then in your apartment or your cottage or your house or wherever it may be.
It sort of has that lived-in thing. It has character.
Big time, yeah.
Yes.
And especially when you consider that somebody else has had it in the past. And not to sound too romantic about it, but everything has a little bit of a story. And
exactly.
If you have even an idea of its history or the story behind it, it just adds to it as well.
Now, all that being said, I don't think I've ever bought anything in a salvage shop.
Well, maybe I'll change your mind today after visiting the Kilkenny Architectural Salvage and Antiques here. It's just about 5 minutes north of the city. And you wouldn't know. I'll send you a few photographs. Is there anything that you're looking out for? Is there anything that you need for your home or for your workspace?
Well, my obsession is sound. So, if there's an old speakers there or anything that of that ilk, I don't think there is, though, because I was on their TikTok earlier on. There's a lot of very large, pots and troughs and all that sort. They seem to be very popular. They get the most views. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yes,
they get the most views.
Yeah, like they put up a picture of a stone trough and it got something like 70,000 views. So there's obviously a demand for them. Or else there's some sort of large stone trough fetish going. I don't know what's going on, but it's a thing. It's a thing.
Different strokes for different
exactly,
folks.
Exactly, but yes, yeah.
They have a big yard here, so I think there are 6 acres of outdoor space. So you can imagine all the outdoor goods that they have here. And then I'm told that it's 3,000 square foot of a warehouse.
Right.
So I'd say if you had the day ahead of you, you could spend the day here looking around, trying to find bits and bobs. And you never know, you might stumble across the speakers or an old gramophone or something like that as well, because they do have such a mixture of things.
Great. I'm looking forward to that. Now, before you got there, you went out and you met people. And what did you say to them?
Well, I asked people about their second-hand treasures. Do they have anything that they didn't buy originally, but maybe that they received from somebody else or that they might have bought in a charity shop? And the first person I met was Barry.
Yeah, I have a brace through my granddad and his granddad, and now it's down to me. So it's well looked after and polished and cleaned.
Give us a look. Oh, it's very nice.
Yeah, it'll be passed down to someone later on in the family, you know, one of the kids.
Yeah, heirlooms, family heirlooms.
Mm-hmm. There's something lovely about that as well. I have a ring that belonged to my grand-aunt and I only wear it on special occasions because I'm half afraid that I lose it.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful ring, but then I kind of have a little bit of an argument with myself because should I just enjoy it and wear it on the daily basis if it's something that brings me joy? Why do we keep these things for special occasions?
Well, I would go the latter way.
Special occasions?
No.
Oh, every day.
Yes. These things are to be enjoyed, are to be lived with. You know what I mean? Don't put them away. It's like It's like the good room. Like ridiculous. Sorry.
Yes. And the good cutlery or the good china.
Yes.
We'll get to that a little bit
later. I'm easily annoyed today. Next up was Charles.
Many years ago, I received the wrist watch of my great-grandfather. That was very special, but I think I was too young to get it, which is why I'm still looking for it.
Oh, no.
Well, since then, I've moved around a lot to more than 12 countries, so it could be in any of those. We're in 2024, so it must have been from the 1930s. So it's almost 100 years ago, yeah. Very nice, thin leather, golden. And it was apparently always on time because my great-grandfather was working in a train station making sure trains were on time at the time, yeah.
Do you think Charles is going to find that, Sinead?
Well, do you know what he said to me afterwards? That he is trying to go to each of those 12 countries every year from now until whatever it is, 2036. So you never know, if he does return to one of those countries, he could find it. But I don't know if I'd be that hopeful.
No. So another watch, Thomas was talking about his watch.
I have an Omega watch.
Omega, is that fancy?
Yeah, what, 1,000 there.
What?
The only thing is, it's not perfect. There's no strap on it, and it's not working. But I haven't measured off for years, and I'm waiting to get a price on it to see if it's worth anything. Maybe it is, I don't know. Could you watch the shows on the programme on telly?
Antiques Roadshow?
Yeah, the likes of that. And I seen one on it last week, and I saw for 15,000 euro. But it was working, and it was in perfect nick. But this is not working, so it might be worth only 100 quid, I don't know. But I'll go and get it checked out soon enough, and hopefully I get a few quid over.
I love Thomas. He sort of reminds me of Trigger's brush. You know, you know that Trigger's brush from Only Fools and Horses?
It was at the tip of my tongue there. Oh my God. Yeah, that the strap isn't working. Yeah. Or sorry, the strap is lost and the watch isn't working.
And Amiga
watch. Was it with Trigger? He had the brush and the...
He had it for 25 or 50 years. Yeah, but he replaced the head and the handle.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Tracy had a lovely tea set.
I do, from my granny, like a tea set. She passed to me, but she also got from a neighbour. It was kind of passed to her and then passed to me. So she died over 12 years ago. So I've kept that in a cabinet.
Would you use it for tea?
Only in odd time now for good use, yeah. Maybe for around Christmas or around that time, maybe we'd use it, yeah.
Mm.
See, Tracy's on the same page as me when it comes to wearing the ring on a good occasion or taking the tea set out when it's Christmas or an anniversary or a date that they want to celebrate or commemorate.
Yeah.
You're not with them? No,
no, well, not at all. Like, things are to be enjoyed. Everything, everything's to be enjoyed.
I suppose with the tea set, you could break it very easily.
Yeah, maybe.
With the ring, maybe not so much.
Like, we used to have an expression back in the day, what are you going to do with it? Put it in a glass case and throw sugar lumps at it. I don't know where that came from, but that was with reference to, like, don't do that. Use it. Enjoy it.
Yeah. It's not just for the grid, a photo on Instagram. Use it.
So Instagram is the equivalent, the modern equivalent of the glass case. Who was next?
Ruth was up next. She told me about her treasure chest.
Stuff handed down from my mum's mum. I have like a little case. It's like a little treasure chest and it must be about 80 years old. Oh, it's sacred. That's in my room. I have my jewellery in it. It was my mum's mum, but I came from Poland.
All right. So that's a story to tell, that treasure chest.
And then I met Cass, and Cass was a big fan of the charity shops. Like myself, I have to say that I love going into town. There are certain routes or certain streets that I like to go down and just go from shop to shop to shop. Capel Street is a good one. And then up by, what's that street name? It's
Camden.
Gone from me. Camden, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Camden's a good one as well.
Yes, yeah. So Cass probably frequents Camden Street as well.
Well, not treasures of any value, as in like a big windfall. But yeah, so there's loads of better quality in the charity shop and variety and everything. So it's just a joy. And I've been doing it for about 20 plus years. Good quality bags, shoes, clothes, coats and everything that are really unique. Happy days. No, I enjoy it immensely.
I purchased a ring recently in a charity shop on Capel Street and it's gorgeous. It has what looks like a diamond in the centre and then a diamond on the right-hand side and the left-hand side and a gold band and it's beautiful and I brought it home and it wasn't very expensive and I saw that there was an inscription on the ring. So I took out my phone and I turned on the torch and had a look and you know what it said? Made in China. I was like,
yeah.
But my finger hasn't even been tarnished. Yeah.
I love this last one because for Frankie, in Frankie's case, one man's Nintendo computer is Frankie's family heirloom.
When my uncle was my age, he got a Nintendo and he gave the Nintendo to me.
So he gave you the Nintendo he had when he was your age?
Yeah. He got it for Christmas and then he had games on it and then he gave them all to me. Like Pokemon now and Mario Kart.
There you go.
Everything repeats itself. Mario Kart is all the rage at the moment.
Is it? I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
So.
Yeah. Have you any words for me? Riz, bougie, punching, any words that you...
Oh, yeah. Can I add to it? Sup. As in, what's up?
All right.
No, that's a bit lazy. I could just say what's up.
But that's the thing. You see, you could say charisma, but people say riz.
Yeah. Riz.
You could say punching above your weight, but people say punching. So there, that's the way the world's going.
Well, there's the time to say it in its entirety, the sentence.
Very busy, very busy, very busy. And you're very busy. You're off to Kilkenny, and we'll talk to you in about a half an hour's time.
Okay, lovely stuff. Chat then.
Gurmaga Sinead, slán, slán, slán.
Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
And my brain's fried after that. Sinead, come in.
Hello, Ray. How are you?
Not too bad. You're in Kilkenny.
Yes, I'm in the Kilkenny Architectural Salvage and Antiques. And we were talking about slang earlier. Well, this is the GOAT, the greatest of all time. I'm looking around and even as I'm speaking to you, I'm seeing something new every few seconds. To my side here, we have cast iron crests of every county in Ireland. I counted them. I think there are two for Cork, two for Galway and two for Dublin.
Right.
Different designs. There are cast iron kettles and pots. There's, I'd say it's about and a half this large horse made out of teak that came from Indonesia.
Right.
There's so much to see here, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. I'd need a day or possibly a week.
Have you spotted anything you liked that you might be purchasing?
I spotted a few jugs. I haven't been up a grog for jugs, so I might be bringing a few back to Dublin this evening to add to my collection. But I'm here with Harry Maharaj from Kilkenny Architectural and Salvage and Antiques here, and he can tell us a little bit more about the business.
How are you, Harry?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Good to talk to you. Good to talk to you.
You too.
How many items do you have there? I know it's over 6 acres and it's an old woolen mill, huge operation, but how many items? Any idea?
I wouldn't even be able to put a number on it. Like just the one corner we're standing down here at the moment, there's thousands of items and we're only in a little corner of the shed. Like we have 26 years of gathering here. Obviously, we've sold a few bits in between that time as well. But it's, our job here is just to make sure we have the weird and wonderful, and every person who walks in the door just says, wow, I didn't expect to see so much stuff here.
I love that when people ask you, what have you got there? And you say, everything and anything. Which is
it is, and that's our job, and it's because we're buying from such an eclectic mix of people as well. We're buying from the general public, pubs, restaurants, 5-star hotels, and we just never know what's going to be coming in.
And it's a family business. Who set it up?
Yeah, so my dad and my mom, Mairead and Robin, basically set up the business 26 years ago, actually last month. So a big milestone for us. And then 5 years ago, myself and my two brothers, Paul and Connor, we all quit our Dublin jobs. And I was a stockbroker, Connor was in the insurance industry, and Paul was in the travel industry. And we all made the move home to, just to see if we could grow the business and have a lot of fun with it. And it's been brilliant, a busy 5 years.
And Maharaj, a great Kilkenny name.
Oh, solid Kilkenny name. My granddad was, it's originally an Indian name. Uh-huh. My granddad was born in South Africa. He moved over to Ireland as an orthopaedic surgeon, and he married an Irish woman, and he set up Camp in Kilkenny. He actually bought the site we're at now, which is an old woolen mills back in the late 60s, early 70s. Right. And we've been here now, as I said, for 26 years.
And your dad, Robin, how did he decide that Salvage was where he wanted to go?
Yeah, he worked in London for a long time. The family lived over there for quite a while, and he was in the insurance industry himself. And he had done up kind of our old family home, which was kind of an old Georgian building. And I won't say it was derelict, but it wasn't far from it, he says, when they first moved in. And that's where he kind of got the initial itch for all things salvage. And then when he moved back home, he was kind of looking at different ideas. But this was something that was always there. And he just started buying items, going to auctions and building up contacts. And then, the kind of the rest is history. And we're really enjoying it now.
I was on your TikTok, Harry, and I noticed something, and you might be able to explain this to me, but the videos that got most hits were of stone troughs and cast iron pots, all big things, big yolks that you can put things in. Why is that, do you think?
If you can tell me, I'd love to know the algorithm works. And I think you could make a good career out of that alone. But look, what we just try to do is have a lot of fun with social media. And, you know, we're up to nearly 100,000 followers across our platforms, and it's great fun. And we've people coming in every day from all over the country. And it's very humbling for us when someone says they've been in the car for 2 hours to drive down to see our business.
Okay,
And it's brilliant, you know.
And COVID was a sort of bit of a silver lining for you in that a lot of people decided that they'd build their own pubs.
Yeah, yeah. The man cave definitely came into fruition during that period of time, and we've played into that, and it's still really, really busy. Like as Sinead mentioned earlier, the cast iron crests that are beside us, and yes, all the pub memorabilia, and yeah, it's been brilliant. And people are just looking for something a little bit different, and you know, everyone will have maybe a Guinness or a Heineken on tap, but it's what sign do they have on the wall, or what bit of
the pub toucan memorabilia do they have? See, you have a collection of toucans, all sizes and shapes.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. You'll always, we're very lucky. We have things priced from euros up to thousands of euros. So there's always something here, yeah, for somebody, but it's very hard to leave a salvage yard without buying something.
And I know you have another, you have a teak horse, but you had was there a stone horse I saw on TikTok as well? Life size.
Yeah, we had a life size horse made out of buffalo bone, actually, is what it was.
Right.
And we picked that up just from a collector who had had it for years, and they just didn't have the space for it. They were downsizing, and we brought it in, and we said, oh, God, we've no idea how long that's going to be here. But in our world, we love having feature pieces, even, yeah, if they sit here for months or years. Yeah, even, we're happy, you know.
Because I'd imagine people, as you say, travel 2 hours, do day trips and spend a couple of hours there. There was that butcher's block as well. That's now, I would have been in the market for that a few years ago if only I'd known.
Yeah, definitely. And that's something that I was chatting with Sinead about earlier as well. It's just how the world of rustic is very much come into vogue for people with timber beams and, you know, adding a little kind of an authentic touch to their home. And
yeah,
and yeah, butcher's block is kind of one of those pieces. When we get them, they go quick.
Do you miss the stockbroking?
No. Ah, look, it was good fun. I was doing that all the way through my 20s and traveling around the world, and I got to meet some amazing people doing that. But, you know, getting home, running your own business with your family, yeah, trying not to kill each other on a daily basis, obviously, as well. But the freedom that brings, and I have a young family at home, and my two kids actually are big fans of you. They've been watching reruns of The Den, so Jack and Lily are listening in, so they'd be delighted to get a shout out. But it's, doing things like this, you know, getting the opportunities to chat to people like yourself and people just walking into the yard on a day and you just have a chat with them. It's brilliant.
You're living the life. Harry, lovely talking to you. And Kilkenny Architectural Salvage and Antiques is there. They're on TikTok and they're open for business and everything and anything. That should be on the t-shirt. Thanks, Harry. Thanks, Sinead. Gurumaa, good slán.